CBS News Brief. A federal trade court has put President Trump's global tariffs on hold, ruling they're illegal. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger on the bigger picture.
Officials at the Fed are worried that this uncertainty around tariffs could lead to a rise in inflation, in the inflation rate, and also slow down the economy.
The president's Doge chief, Elon Musk, is leaving his job at the White House. Comes a day after he acknowledged to CBS News he had issues with the president's budget bill.
I think a bill can be big or it can be beautiful. But I don't know if it can be both.
Beyoncé fulfilled a fan's request for a gender reveal at a stop near New York City. The crowd at MetLife Stadium cheered after she smiled at that fan and confirmed it's a boy. Beyoncé sang in the rain for most of the show. She has four more performances there. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Road construction will start as soon as June 2nd on another section of Wisconsin Highway 29 in Marathon County. Governor Evers signed a $10.1 million contract to improve the deteriorating road. The work has been progressing in recent seasons, with sections being worked on at intervals. This year, American Asphalt of Wisconsin crews will be working between Purple Martin Lane and Little Rib River. The 12-mile section begins before Marathon City and extends into Wausau. During construction, Highway 29 will be open to one lane of traffic in each direction at all times. The project is scheduled to be completed by the fall of this year. Home sales in Wisconsin are down again. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its April report revealing home sales experienced a significant downturn for the second consecutive month, falling 10.4% compared to April 2024, even as the median price climbed during the same period. Despite this monthly decline, year-to-date sales were down by a more moderate 3.5%, compared to the first 4 months of 2024, buoyed by strong sales in January and February. Statewide, housing inventory saw a slight improvement, increasing 5.9% to a 3.6-month supply in April, yet this figure remains considerably below the 6-month supply indicative of a balanced market, which would necessitate a 67% increase in current listings.
You can come support the Stevens Point Police Department K-9 program this weekend at the second annual Car Cruise with the Cops Car Show. It's this Saturday on the corner of Main Street and Michigan Avenue in the P.J. Jacobs parking lot. The car show starts at 10 and the cruise begins at 3. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers are on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 3-game series on the road tomorrow night against the Phillies, the team with the best record in the National League. But Milwaukee's on a roll. They swept the Red Sox with a dramatic 6-5 win yesterday, thanks to Caleb Durbin driving in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th.
We're scrapping and we're battling, and you've seen it this whole series, but especially the last two games going into extra innings. Like, you could feel that we never thought we were going to lose.
Golf, the U.S. Women's Open underway in Wisconsin. Wisconsin at Erin Hills. NFL, the Packers announced training camp begins July 23rd with family night Saturday, August 2nd. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, how much did that MCL sprain in his left knee affect him last season?
I mean, there might be some things here and there that might have been affected by the injury, but I'm never going to, you know, put anything on an injury. You know, I'm going out there, and if I'm healthy enough to go, you know, I'm going to try and give my best and be the best player I can be out there, and I'm always hold myself to a high standard.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an outside chance of a shower this afternoon. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun and a nice day with a high of 73. Partly cloudy tonight with the lows near 50. On Friday, a warmer day with highs near 80, a bit breezy as well, with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Right now, 53 degrees.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, TV producer Mary Picorni Donlan makes the popcorn pick of the week. Norm Kapeski from Appleton Cigar joins me in studio. Then author Laura Enright joins to talk vampires.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Finding out the hard way that if you forget to set your coffee mug on your little hot plate thing and actually accidentally set it on the coaster, it gets cold real quick. But nevertheless, we're here on a Thursday morning. It is just about 8:07 now. Nice to have you along live from Lake Wissota here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Chad Holmes is coming up in just a bit right after Brittany Merlot's updated forecast. We'll talk to Sean O'Malley about your money and markets. We'll talk to Joe Zepecki as well. First, a reminder, as always, you can sign up for our newsletters. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com. Our question of the week last week in our Sunday morning political newsletter was, how many credible political parties would you like to see in the U.S.? Right now, the two-party system is pretty much what we got. And how many of you would like to see just one good third party? Do we need four parties so that there's, left, right, center, left, center, right? Or do we need five or more? Well, now that it was our newsletter question, now this week we've moved it over to Facebook and a lot of folks commenting already. For example, Lori Ann here says it's not about the number of political parties. It's get rid of the Electoral College, gerrymandering, get the money out, and the party system will work itself out. Other people say we need a top four primary and ranked choice voting. And then there are a few Trump supporters jumping in the comments saying we just need one party, whatever Donald Trump wants. That's the country we live in now. UpNorthNewsWI.com is where you can sign up for our newsletters. Head over to Facebook and put your comment in on our poll question there. Let's talk to Brittany Merlot now with Parker Olson standing by in Madison. Greg Bach is back in an hour for Matt and Air on Air. And Brittany's got a forecast that's going to take us from gray and moist to hot and dry before you know it, Brittany.
Oh, yes. Summer is right on our back doorstep, and we've got a few days left of some comfortable conditions before that humidity starts to really rise, and we're going to feel that mugginess in here. So right now, this morning, it's about 50 degrees into Solon Springs, 60 degrees at Cumberland. Those are our high and low temperatures out there this morning, so we're all kind of hanging out in the 50s. Mostly cloudy for a ton of us, but there are spots of sunshine by Lake Superior, far up north, far south down that towards the state line. Still misty and foggy conditions. And as we go through this afternoon, we are looking at mixed skies. So partial sunshine, and of course, chances for more scattered showers and maybe a rumble of thunder this afternoon. Those look to spark up after 2 o'clock, after high temperatures today hit the mid-70s far north, and probably those upper 60s flirting with 70 into southern parts of the area. Now, after those showers and storms pop up, we are looking at a strong northwest breeze starting to work its way in by tonight and throughout tomorrow. So it's going to get a little feisty out there, and it's going to pull in some wildfire smoke from the north as well. So if you have any conditions, keep that in mind, that the air quality is going to be dropping for tomorrow. But tomorrow, we are going to see a lot more sunshine, still some storm chances in the afternoon. I mean, hey, that's what we get for those summer conditions. Always those pop-up showers and storms right in those afternoon hours. But tomorrow's highs will hit the low to mid-70s. We are looking at some conditions a little bit more cooler, I'd say, mid-60s on Saturday to some mid-70s across the state as a cold front sagged through. But then behind that, oh boy, get that AC unit ready, because Sunday, Monday, and into next week, we're going to be hitting highs in the 80s, low to mid 80s, maybe even some 90s sprinkled in by next week. And the dew points are going to be in the 70s. Gross.
Ooh, yeah. You're going to need to drink your water. Rob from Tigerton says, good morning. Cloudy, 56 degrees, 5/100 of an inch of rain yesterday. Got 4 yards mowed in Tigerton before a doctor's appointment in Shawano. He already jumped ahead and said, yes, Greg, I will drink my water. said that he had spaghetti and meatballs at the Shawano Cafe. He is definitely hooked on spaghetti. Rob reminds us that on May 29th, 1947, Wisconsin had a severe snowstorm, with Gays Mills getting 10 inches of snow. Viroqua had 9 inches, 8 inches there near Wautoma. Tigerton had 4 inches of snow that day in 1947. And then Greg's already left. I'm a little late to the comment section here, but from Adam, Greg, you will be missed. Parker, get something up on that wall.
I'm working on it.
And she says internet hugs for Greg. So there you go. So, yeah. Well, see now, Brittany, for folks who, that aren't watching on social media, I'm assuming that's a home office like me where you're doing your work from.
Yes.
And again, very lovely, you know, decorated in a very lovely way. There's, you know, some lake stuff there. There's a tree that I know you don't water.
Nope. Those are the best.
Yeah, those are the best. The kind you don't have to water. A lot of other good stuff there. Whereas behind Parker in Studio A2 there in Madison is a weirdly placed electrical socket.
Yeah.
At about 5 feet in height up the wall, right in the middle, and nothing else. So we got to get him. We got to get him something.
I will have discussions with Luke.
I wonder if a neon sign would work right with that outlet. Cover that outlet.
I mean,
use it.
Maybe we do. The neon sign would look. Look at what Chad's got set up over here at 98.9 WXCO in Wausau. Rather, is these wonderful signs for the radio station. Two of them behind him. Chad, who put that together for you? Oh, you got to unmute yourself there, bud.
I like the bull versus the bull on those signs.
For the bull from Bull Falls Radio, yeah. So
I don't know.
You don't know. And they were just there, you know.
Came in a long time ago, and they put them up, and I did not have anything to do with putting them up.
So. Rob says he's got pictures to share. He takes a lot of sunset pictures and things, so that might be nice. Tony says a Dear Leader portrait of Greg. Now, if we're doing that, we're doing Mathers. Okay. We're putting, and maybe that's the way to do it. You just put Luke and Greg there side by side.
There you go.
It's like kind of like when you go into a government building and there's the president and the vice president or something like that.
That's great.
we have an assignment for next week.
Do I want that lurking over my shoulders all the time?
For a day, for a comedy bit? You bet you do. The things we do for a laugh around here. All right. Brittany, thank you so much.
Thanks,
guys. Have a great
guys.
Weekend. I'm off tomorrow. I'll see you on Monday. Take care.
Lucky duck. Have fun.
All right. Yeah, I got that grandson graduating here. So let's welcome in Chad from 98.9 WXCO, see what stories are being followed in the Wausau Metroplex and spring
sports
as well.
Say hi to Nancy Stencil as well. She's sitting across from me.
Nancy Stencil?
Yeah.
There she is.
Yeah,
is she still chair of the Marathon County Dems?
Yep, she is. So we've been talking, and I said, stick around. Because, doggone it, she makes my segment so much more informative and entertaining.
Oh, my gosh. I asked her once for, you know, just some guest ideas. And I'm still working my way through all 100 of the ideas that she sent my way. Because she knows everybody there.
Yeah. I mean, she gave me a great idea. In fact, you know, Katrina Shankland, right?
Of course. Yes.
She'll be popping by here later this morning, and we'll have her on tomorrow morning on the segment. So it's something to look forward to. I'm very impressed with Katrina. So looking forward to talking to her. She's with Rust Belt Rising. And obviously, you know, when you talk about the future, you have to be able to talk to the voters in some districts and some areas that may have been voting Republican or MAGA and talk to them. And I'm curious to talk about what she's up to in terms of trying to reach these kind of voters, not just in Wisconsin, but through some of the other Rust Belt states. So that's something I'm looking forward to later today.
Yeah, no, we miss her a lot, having her in the assembly there and as a good candidate for Congress. What a tremendous rep she would have been there, or anything else that she sets her mind to doing.
Yeah, so maybe we'll find something. Find out what's happening in the future. Huh?
There, hey,
I might bring it up. I don't know.
She's always welcome to break news. Yes, with Chad Holmes or anywhere across the Civic Media Radio Network. What else are you working on out there? For your news, sports, or fun?
Oh, I'm staying busy with the sports. I had to go up to Superior Tuesday for a softball game. Boy, I'm still tired. The late night, the long trek to get there and get back. But yeah, staying busy with the sports. Obviously, things are always happening. One of the weird things here, fortunately, right now, the building's not shaking. We have a lot of construction that's going on right outside my window. And many times during the day, literally, the whole building is shaking. So we are getting progress here in downtown Wausau, which is a good thing. But at the same time, there were moments during this day where it's like, I feel like my brain is bouncing around in the head. But keeping an eye on that, obviously, as well.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in downtown Eau Claire. One of the main streets there is closed off for traffic. A lot of businesses really trying to get people to still come downtown anyway. They might have to do a little walking to get there, but hopefully they do. Same goes for whatever community folks are living in. If there's a big construction project, you know, don't let it dissuade you. Do a little bit of extra work. You get the improvement in your infrastructure in the long run, and you don't lose businesses in the short run. So a little extra work is worth it. I almost hesitate to tee this up for you, but I'm going to tee this up for you anyway. Ron Johnson.
I love talking about Ron Johnson. He's right up there with Tom Tiffany, I tell you.
Talking about to the Milwaukee Press Club and talks about how he doesn't enjoy being a senator, but you know he says he's got to do it for his children and grandchildren. And the exact quote is, "I'm just a guy from Oshkosh just trying to really try and save the country." And again, somebody who talks about, you know, stealing from our children and grandchildren with debt and deficits, the same guy that added $2 trillion to the debt with the 2017 tax bill, the replacement of which is being talked about right now in D.C. I don't know what I think of the job Ron Johnson is doing as just a guy from Oshkosh trying to save the country.
Trying to save the country. I'll give him credit that he didn't say, "I'm just a guy from Oshkosh who is saving the country." At least he said it that way. Again, the man lives in a different space than I do.
Yeah, it's called Florida. It's
yes, that's true.
Not to mention the other income brackets. Yes,
but I mean, between him and I was listening to you. Yes, I think it was yesterday, talking about Tiffany. Maybe it was Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Time has no meaning anymore. About Tiffany. Talking about how the governor of the state of Wisconsin should be investigated for advising folks that, hey, if you are involved with ICE or the law in any way, you can talk to a lawyer. That somehow that is worthy of investigation these days. That shows, again, the mindset of these folks that it makes me shake my head. It makes me upset. And well, I know that doesn't help. It really doesn't help.
No.
But when you were talking about that, I'm getting ready for work. And thanks, Pat, for getting me going in the morning.
I just like to get the juices flowing so that, you know, you're talking about things with a sense of spirit, if not downright rage.
Yeah, but the idea that we in this country right now, where that is worthy of government investigation. I mean, that is fascism.
That's exactly what a member of Congress from Pennsylvania is threatening to do with the mayor of Philadelphia as well. And again, it's all a distraction, a race-based distraction, I hasten to add, so that people won't look at this tax bill, which is the most immense redistribution of wealth, which used to mean something completely different back in the day. You always hear conservatives talk about redistribution of wealth, like going from wealthy people to, you know, regular folks. This is actual redistribution of wealth, what they're proposing here, from the middle class and the working class up to billionaires. And they don't want you thinking about that.
Real fast to wrap it up. The thing about it that is, again, enraging is the line about it. I am willing to have the battle of the ideas. If they can prove, and again, I don't think they can, but if they can prove that moving money from those who need it to those who don't need it is a good thing for this country, let's have that conversation. But stop lying about it.
That's what makes it much more of a challenge. And
yes,
definitely keeps us employed. Chad Holmes, thank you much. Catch everything he's doing at 98.9 WXCO in Wausau or through the Civic Media app. Joe Zepecki is on the way still and much more this hour. Thanks for joining us on the Civic Media Radio Network. Live from Lake Wasota, I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
At Tri-City Services, we're so proud to be celebrating 80 years of trusted service to Central Wisconsin. Since 1945, Tri-City has been the name you can trust to stay warm in the winter and cool in the summer. We're offering a limited-time anniversary special. When you purchase a new air conditioner, you'll get $19.45 off a new furnace. Call 715-423-5840 today or visit calltricity.com to schedule your free quote.
We're not comfortable until
get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winter Field. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to Playmakers. Proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Got your host, James. I am joined by your sports director here at the studios, WFHR, WIRI, Michael Comer.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, man. Thanks a lot for being here. Appreciate the time, as always. Always fun to hang out and be able to talk some sports with you and this amazing community. We appreciate everybody out there, especially those of you spreading the word and everything. The headphones aren't working, are they?
No.
I'll play it by ear here.
Nicely done. We'll get those fixed in a moment here. And appreciate all of you out there. Feel free to hit us in the numbers. We're wide open, 715-424-2600. Looking forward to talking some sports with all y'all. And, of course, we want to thank our sponsors, our appreciation to them. And I want to do a little cross-promotion here, something we're going to be doing a lot of over the next couple of months, especially with high school sports and Rafters baseball going on. We have a great relationship with the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Oh, yeah.
And we appreciate being able to play their home games, all of that. So one of the ways we want to show how much we appreciate the Rafters is by showing how much we appreciate all of you. Follow me. Just stay with me. Doesn't have to make sense. Let's just do this because we want to give away tickets. That's what we want to do.
Yes.
We got tickets to give away. We're going to be doing that throughout the in the next hour here. Be listening for that. I want you to start thinking about your favorite 90s baseball players. Now, it doesn't have to be a 90s player, but I would get extra points for it being a 90s baseball player. But earlier today during the morning show, show, we gave away some tickets, and one of our callers gave us Eddie Matthews. It's a great, great old school reference. My dad was so happy to hear that name mentioned on the radio. So anything like that's fine as well.
Mark McGuire.
There you go.
Easy.
Michael just wants some tickets. I was actually going to give those to you anyway, so that just worked out.
Oh, okay. That works. Thank you.
What I wanted to also talk about is these cool passes that we've got, too, from our rafters. We're going to be giving those away on Fridays throughout the summer. We'll give away a handful of those, as many as we have. I'll
my favorite color, blaze orange.
Yes, yes. I love orange.
After that's green. My favorite. After green and yellow, too.
Orange is my favorite color. Actually, I'm more of a, I think more of an October orange, but like that rustic kind of orange.
That's technically orange. Blaze orange.
I'll take it. So we're going to be doing that throughout the summer as well. And, of course, keep in mind on our morning show at 97.5 FM WFHR, we're giving away Milwaukee Brewer tickets every Friday. Be listening for that opportunity. A lot of fun this summer. We're going to make darn sure you get as much baseball in your system as you can. And softball, because we're going to be talking that a little bit later, too, with Michael. We've got a great game coming up tomorrow for you right here at 105.
Yeah, do or die.
Yeah, I love this. I love this time of year, man.
Oh, yeah.
I really do.
Me too.
I am. I realize more and more the older I get, as much as I love football, and it's always been kind of like when I was growing up, and maybe it was a little bit like this for you when you were, football was still that fringe sport. It was still the like number two, number three sport in the country, which it was dwarfed by baseball in many ways. And then as I got a little bit older, it was dwarfed by basketball for a while during the Jordan years.
I think the NFL for me, I mean, granted, I was born in 88. So in my early years, I think the NFL was that number three spot.
Yeah,
because you had MLB and the NBA with the first part of Jordan. I almost said Jackson. Wrong, Michael. But
very different alternate universe. Right
but
there.
Once the MLB the lockout happened, the boycott, the whatever you want to call it,
yeah.
Then baseball dropped.
Yeah.
And I remember my grandpa Comer always said, well, after that happened, I'm really not. And he was a baseball guy. He played in the Cardinals farm system, for crying out loud. And he just was kind of dead to him.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's millionaires fighting with millionaires. It's not worth it. And it's not the way baseball was. And blah, blah, blah. And I was so young. But now that I remember it a little more. He's right. He was right.
Yeah.
And so baseball dropped. Well, once that moved the NFL up. Now, you got to remember, that was mid-90s when Green Bay was relevant for the first time in, about 30 years.
Yeah.
And that's when football, and I'm not saying Green Bay made football relevant, but I mean, you know.
It didn't hurt.
No, it didn't hurt.
It didn't hurt.
I mean, you had the sham of America's team, the Cowboys there, the 40-winers, and, you know, then you had America's team, the Packers there. But then you had Jordan leave the Bulls.
Yeah,
and retire a second time. Mm-hmm. The NFL's been there ever since.
I think one of the things that helped with Green Bay being better it was about Green Bay to a degree, and it isn't in one sense, because no matter who it was, Dallas and San Francisco, insert team names, people were tired of the same teams winning.
Oh, Buffalo, Denver.
Got a little tired of it. I think they wanted something new and something fresh in Green Bay, especially with this young kid Favre, who's a gunslinger back there, and you can't predict.
And the minister of defense.
Very exciting. Very enticing and everything. Oh, and they're a small market. That's always likable by people. And honestly, that's something that has stayed. Like even to this day, is you have young people out there, a fan of those teams, that are not a fan of Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre. They're a fan of the Packers.
Yes.
Like most people here in the state, obviously. But
yeah.
I'm talking about people in Germany
and
Brazil and stuff like that are becoming fans of the team because they like the story. They like what it is.
Right. And that's why they're pushing that 18th game so hard in the NFL, so that every year, every team will be playing overseas.
And now
with Bayern Munich playing in Green Bay a couple of years back against Man City, obviously Green Bay went to England.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could see, and especially with United or with Wisconsin, the German roots, I could see them going to Germany before it's all said and done.
A smart move.
Yeah.
So with the older I get, as much as I love football and it is kind of my passion sport, I love this time of year with the NBA and hockey playoffs going on.
A lot of
high school softball sports, baseball,
soccer,
playoffs, all these
track
things
and field.
It's a fun time of year. You brought up something that I want to get into a little bit later, so we'll put a pin in it just for now, because I want to start with a former Packers quarterback, and not Brett Favre, because everything I've heard about that Netflix documentary.
Yeah, I watched it last week, actually.
So I heard, from what I heard from it, part of what pulled me in, the idea of watching it, and I'm still probably going to watch it, I'll be honest, is that it was the possibility of new information and the idea that you're putting all this together and really explaining a bit of not just Brett Favre, but an athlete put in that position. It's a story that we've heard and seen our whole lives.
Join James and all his guests on Playmakers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on 105.5 W.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Video footage in the case of Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan has been released. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The video released by Milwaukee County through an open records request shows Dugan speaking to federal agents on April 18th in the hallway outside her courtroom as they waited to arrest an undocumented immigrant. It's evidence in a federal criminal case against Dugan indicted May 13th on counts of obstructing a federal agency and concealing an undocumented immigrant. Prosecutors accused the 66-year-old judge of allowing Eduardo Flores Ruiz to leave her courtroom through another exit. ICE agents chased him down and took him into custody outside the courthouse. Dugan was arrested a week later.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding anglers how they can help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species and diseases during fishing season. A number of the state's waterways have seen the introduction of invasive species like zebra mussels and spiny water fleas over recent years. DNR officials are reminding anglers to drain all the water from their bait buckets or fish containers at the site where they filled them, drain and clean their boats, and remove things like mud or plants from their gear before leaving. The Wood County Agricultural and Household Hazardous Waste Disposal Clean Sweep is this Saturday in Marshfield. Wood County residents and producers can safely dispose of their unwanted household and agricultural hazardous waste free of charge. The collection event is from 8 a.m. to noon on May 31st at the Marshfield Ag Research Station on Yellowstone Drive. Everything must be labeled or easily identified. You can contact Wood County UW Extension with questions at 715-421-8440. The next event in Wood County will be in Wisconsin Rapids on September 13th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. History is being made at Max. The streamer just renewed the show Hacks for a fifth season. The show starring Gene Smart is a critic's darling, having won a total of 8 Emmy Awards. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the renewal for season 5 makes it the longest live-action running show in Max history, which is really impressive given that the streamer has only been around for 2 years as Max. Not sure how that adds up. Producers of the show announced the fifth season Tuesday night, just 2 days before the finale for season 4. To say actors need thick skin in the entertainment racket would be an understatement. Kathy Bates recently told Vanity Fair she really wanted the role of Frankie in the 1991 film Frankie and Johnny because she had originated the role on Broadway. Her dreams, however, were crushed when producer Gary Marshall told Bates that the idea of her kissing a man on screen was not what people wanted to see. Why are people the way they are? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an outside chance of a shower this afternoon. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun and a nice day with a high of 73. Partly cloudy tonight with the lows near 50. On Friday, a warmer day with highs near 80, a bit breezy as well, with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
To everyone who believes big flavor makes life better, we've got something special waiting for you at Culver's.
We're introducing something totally new. Concrete mixers and lemon ice coolers made with fruity Skittles Popped. This limited time Skittles Popped mix-in can be blended into our creamy, fresh frozen custard or slow frozen lemonade for a colorful crunch that makes every moment a little sweeter. You don't want to miss this.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
We are just a few minutes away from Joe Sopecki joining us to take us the rest of the way through this Thursday morning here, live from Lake Wissota, across the Civic Media Radio Network. But first, we've got a few minutes to spend here with Sean O'Malley, a financial compliance expert who's taking his Wall Street knowledge and putting it to work for us with a couple of minutes of his time each week. We always appreciate that. And with the opening bell having just rung on Wall Street, I wanted to ask you about this this court that ruled against President Trump and said the way that he's going about, you know, unlimited tariff power is wrong. And I would imagine that Wall Street is reacting positively to the news. Let's start with that first. Is that what you're expecting there?
Yeah, Pat, that was certainly the expectation the minute that the judgment was announced late in the day yesterday. The overnight futures for the American stock markets was up fairly substantially. Now that the markets are open, that has been realized, in fact, by the indices themselves. NASDAQ is up about 1.5%, and the S&P is nudging up towards 1%. So pretty big movement based on that one court ruling.
Here's, and again, let's emphasize it's one court ruling. Here's what this isn't. This isn't what some would say the actual liberation day. We have been liberated from Trump's trade war. This court has ruled Trump will no longer try to use tariffs unilaterally and in unlimited forms, and the stock market is going up today and will go up in perpetuity. Sean, virtually none of that is true.
Correct. You're looking at one administration that throughout its brief lifespan in this second term, has shown a rather flagrant disregard for any decision from any court, including the 9-0 Supreme Court unanimous decision regarding immigration. I doubt that this 3-0 decision in the economic court is going to have any real impact. And they have already appealed it. Eventually, this will probably get to the Supreme Court as well. But given Donald Trump's particular proclivity to kind of do whatever he wants, pending the appeal, he will continue to flout the law and this judgment that was rendered late yesterday until he gets a final judgment. And even if the Supreme Court goes against him, there is no guarantee that he's going to comply with that because he has already violated one of their decisions. Why not violate another?
And then finally, in light of Trump again pardoning more people who were convicted of financial crimes, you know, the Chrisleys from reality TV, and others like that, again, for somebody who was involved in financial compliance on Wall Street, have you now or will you ever suggest a presidential pardon for yourself or anybody that you worked with? In other words, did you attend any recent $1 million plate dinners at Mar-a-Lago the way that one of the mothers of one of the people who got a pardon recently did?
No, but I find it particularly interesting. If you look at the economics on that, it was actually a good trade for the mother getting her son off of the income tax evasion charges. He actually smuggled over $7.5 million, and she only paid a little over $1 million and was able to get the president's ear and now has a presidential pardon. So economically, I guess that was a good trade. Ethically, it's reprehensible.
The weirdest investment advice we could ever give. And yet this is where we are. Sean O'Malley, thanks again so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Pat.
All right. It is 21 minutes now before 9 o'clock. And so let's bring in Joe Sopecki, professional road warrior, who is part of his campaign for Democratic State Party chair. I got to see him in Chippewa Falls passing through town on his way to Superior, I believe is where you are today.
Yes, today starts in Superior. Senator Baldwin is doing a roundtable focusing on healthcare. I know we'll talk about that, but I've been covering a lot of ground this week. Madison, Lake Mills, Wausau, Merrill, Marshfield, Chippewa Falls, and now Superior and the northernmost part of Wisconsin today.
And then you you got a few more stops before you get to go home to the Milwaukee sure area yet. So that's all right. Appreciate you, you know, taking a little time to be doing this. And I did want to start with a discussion of Senator Baldwin and basically not backing down from these efforts by the Trump administration to cut Medicaid, to remove people from coverage under the Affordable Care Act, to the point where she and Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and others are introducing a bill. I know it won't pass, but it's the introducing the bill is the point, is to say there are still people that are standing up for this idea, the idea that if we had our way, we would continue and expand the Biden program of allowing the government to negotiate bulk pricing for more drugs. In other words, rather than cutting people's coverage, how about we lower your prescription drug costs instead? I'm pretty sure Senator Baldwin's going to talk about that today and continue to have undoubtedly the moral high ground on this issue.
Yeah, it may not become law under this president, but it clarifies the choice and it starts the hard, long slog of legislating that maybe in 2029 it becomes law or 2030. And so here's the difference. The Trump administration in their bananas billionaire boondoggle, which is what I'm calling the BBB, is about moving millions of people off of healthcare, which is going to make people who still have healthcare's coverage more expensive, all to give tax cuts to the likes of Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg while exploding the deficit and our national debt. What Senator Baldwin and her colleague Senator Klobuchar are doing is saying, you know what? It turns out the public policy we got into the Inflation Reduction Act, where the government is finally, after 30 years, able to negotiate for bulk pricing the same way that you and I and everyone listening benefits when they go to Costco or Sam's Club, because if you buy more of something, you get to pay a little bit less per unit. For the first time in, you know, three decades, the U.S. government can do that when they're negotiating for drugs that people on Medicare use. That not only lowers people's prescription drug costs, but it also helps right our fiscal ship as a country. And the notion that the likes of Senator Johnson, who, you know, is jumping up and down about the BBB because he says it's fiscally irresponsible, but would not support something like this that lowers people's healthcare costs and lowers the government's costs, is just ridiculous. And it gives away the game. When they say, no, we're not going to kick people off healthcare, like, yes, they are. And they apparently are uninterested in actually doing common sense things that protect, you know, the federal government's fiscal house.
This is a Senator Ron Johnson we're talking about, who had a couple of appearances in the Milwaukee area yesterday and again tried to describe himself as somebody who's trying to prevent the theft of the future funds from our children and grandchildren. And I would emphasize again for folks who might have missed it in 2017, the last time we went through this, he personally insisted and got a tax break that benefited himself personally and some of the billionaires, plural, who benefited immensely and plowed some of that savings in. We talked about terrible smart, quote unquote, investments with Donald Trump. These people, the Elines and the Hendrixes, they made investments in Ron Johnson with the last tax bill. And again, it paid off for them, but it cost all the rest of us.
Yeah, there's no question. And boy, was Senator Johnson on one this week with more nonsense, saying that kids shouldn't get measles vaccines anymore. Once again, raising the fact that he's going to potentially break his promise even more about a two-term pledge. This is someone who, when he first ran in 2010, said he would only serve two terms. He's now in his third and is not ruling out a fourth. I mean, is it any wonder that people don't trust politicians? And listen, Ron Johnson might have started as an outsider, but he is a fully formed insider at this point who seems to think that how could anyone do a better job than him in the United States Senate? despite the fact, as someone who ran on getting our fiscal house in order and said the national debt was an existential crisis, in the time he's been in Washington, the national debt has tripled. Okay, Senator, you're not getting the job done. Maybe go retire to Florida. We know we don't see you much in Wisconsin anymore.
No, he's got that platform. And again, thanks to the help that he gave to billionaires, he can continue to, you know, run enough campaign ads that would enable him to stay in power. So while he, you know, fights the Trump bill for his own reasons, you know, we return back to what Senator Baldwin would do. And that is, again, try to help out those 53 million seniors who are enrolled in Medicare Part D coverage. And I think it's worth reminding people that the current Trump tax plan, we talk about Medicaid a lot, we talk about SNAP a lot, but there is so much that is tucked away in this bill. And Joe, I don't know that it's spelled out directly, but I've certainly seen reports that given the level of cuts involved in this bill, it can't help but also hit people who are on Medicare currently. You know, the math ain't mathin' otherwise in this bill. So don't look just for the things that are explicit in this bill, but the things that you have to infer from it as well.
Yeah, the reason I call it bananas and a billionaire boondoggle is if you make $4 million a year, which I don't know about you, Pat, but I'm not pulling in that kind of money. Very few Americans are. If you make $4 million or more dollars a year, you will get a $400,000 boon to your bank account. If you make less than $40,000 a year, you will see your costs go up and you will be less financially stable. And frankly, if you're making less than $40,000 a year in most parts of our state, you're already, you know, right there on the edge in terms of struggling and being able to afford to live. So that's the difference. You make $4 million a year, you get $400,000 more. You make $40,000 a year, sorry, your net worth has gone down. That is what the nonpartisan independent analysts are saying about this monstrosity of a bill that the likes of Derek Van Orden lied about and every Wisconsin Republican voted for.
So I would call folks' attention to our website, upnorthnewswi.com, where I put up an editorial late yesterday that folks can take a look at. And the title of it is The GOP's Accidental Grift Gift, because this bill is a grift in terms of the tax favors to the wealthy that you just mentioned. But it's also a gift, I think, in this way. And yes, I'm being rather tongue-in-cheek, but there is a greater point to this where I say, great news, everybody. Price tags don't matter anymore. All that talk of liberal wish lists being unaffordable was just talk. It turns out there's plenty of room for adequately funding education, healthcare for everyone, infrastructure improvements, and more. And what I'm saying there, Joe, is that never again can Derek Van Orden or anybody who voted for this say this about a Democratic proposal. We can't afford it. Because clearly, if they don't mind racking up another $3 trillion in debt, saying we can't afford it should never pass their lips again.
Yeah, no, it's well said and well argued, and I appreciate you putting it that way. It's nonsense. And this is why people are pissed off at Washington and why they're so frustrated with our politics, because you can't trust folks to do the right thing. You can't trust them to have any kind of consistency. And so when the likes of Derek Van Orden say, I'm not touching food benefits, I'm not touching people's health care, and then he goes and votes for this monstrosity of a bill that if it becomes law, means people in his district will go hungry, means people in his district will lose health care, and means that everyone in his district will pay more for health care and to deal with the societal impacts of people going hungry, it gives away the game. That's why people are so frustrated right now.
Joe Specky is joining us from Superior. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Thank you so much for spending some time with us as part of your mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, you can follow what my team is doing over at UpNorthNewsWI.com and look for UpNorthNewsWI on social media as well. And remember, you can subscribe to this show as a podcast as well.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over 3 decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
The Trump administration has announced tariffs on trade with other countries. While there has been a lot of uncertainty as to how these policies will evolve, it's generally agreed that tariffs can be inflationary, and they have also sparked volatility in the financial markets. How should you respond to tariffs as an investor? Try to build and maintain a diversified portfolio. Tariffs will likely hit some industries harder than others, so consider spreading your dollars among an array of stocks, bonds, and other securities. Diversification cannot guarantee a profit or protect against a loss, but at any given time, some asset classes may be up or not hit as hard as others. Finally, follow a long-term strategy based on your risk tolerance, time horizon, and financial goals. You'll be better equipped to cope with market gyrations that can result from tariffs or from any other event.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Get ready to experience Milltown Coffee Company, where they'll delight your taste buds with a delicious selection of breakfast and lunch options, a full espresso and coffee menu, and irresistible ice cream. Explore their charming retail and gift area and enjoy their inviting outdoor seating, which is not only dog friendly but also features freshly baked dog treats, perfect for your furry companions. Join them for exciting special evening events and a vibrant weekly farmers market that brings the community together. Milltown Coffee Company, opening May 2025.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Welcome back, everyone. Playmakers on your radio dial. Thank you so much for joining us. Michael and James here with you. Big shout out to Quality Press Printing and Family Natural Foods.
Way to go with the Chuck Berry Angus Young hop, James. Awesome job. Well,
gotta love it, right?
Spinning around on the floor.
I had to do the duck
rug
walk.
Burn.
Gotta do the duck walk. I grew up, from my dad, as much as he's a sports guy, lead guitarists are like quarterbacks to him. Any classic rock band, I can name you the lead guitar player, their move, or the guitar they play, or whatever.
It's all about the drummer.
The drummer. I love that, yeah. I'm a big fan of drummers.
Well, I am one. That's why I always look.
We got high school sports playoffs going on right
playoffs.
Now, Michael. I want to talk that. I want to talk a little rafters with you. Tomorrow night, you sent it over this morning. Appreciate you doing that. So Seth and I could talk about it on the Sunrise show this morning. We were able to remind everybody about Auburndale taking on Assumption tomorrow at 4:50 as the playoffs continue.
Playoffs, yeah, you got that right. That's going to be the rubber match. Assumption and Auburndale, they met each other early in the season. The first game was up in Auburndale. Assumption won that one. I double-check on the score of that here in a moment. But the second game, that was one we brought to you on the airwaves here at 105.5 FM WIRI, and that was a good one. for Auburndale. Yeah. They hit like four doubles in a row in that first inning. They went up 4-0 on the Royals. And I believe they ended up winning 4-1. And my apologies for not remembering exactly on that, because we're talking about games that were played in the middle of April.
Yeah.
But yeah, the first game was a 2-1 win over the Eagles for the Royals. And that was with a run scored in the fifth inning, or two runs in the top of the sixth. Assumption was actually losing into that. And then the second game was a 4-1 loss. This one for the regional final, regional gold. Auburndale beat Partyville in six innings, 10-0 to get there. Assumption beat Marquesan 10-0 in five innings. Mm-hmm. And Macy Voller threw another no-hitter.
It's crazy. It's just crazy.
So she threw a no-hitter in that one. So my guess is that she is going again. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have a pitcher's duel. Morgan Griesbach is good. Vollert's very good, Macy Voller. It's going to be who hits her spots. And, I mean, the longer that game stays scoreless. I like the way the Royals play late in games. They score a lot of runs late. Mm-hmm. And maybe not a lot of runs, but enough to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see that. And then that'll be in Division One. That'll be a rematch of last year's section or regional final when Lincoln, they got bounced by Chippewa Falls like 9-1 last year. And that's who the Royals play this year. Or, I mean, the Raiders play this year. Regional final this time in Wisconsin Rapids, not up at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. So the Red Raiders, they got a chance to make it to the sectional, and if they do, they'll probably end up playing the rubber match, or the third match, not the rubber match, with DC Evers top-seeded, as Rapids is a four-seed. And it's been going on 4 years, I think, since Rapids made it to a sectional.
Wow.
In softball, so it'll be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But you know, Rapids could lose tomorrow. Assumption could lose tomorrow. And then we're pretty much out of it for softball. As Alma Center Lincoln, they beat Port last Thursday in a close game, 16-12. Port just dug themselves a hole early. And then yesterday, Nakusa, they met their match 9-1. They got bounced. Only one hit in the game. Prescott, defending state champions. Really good team there. So heck of a season for Nakusa. Finished above 500 for the year at 12-11, so they did great. And then starting tomorrow, Divisions 2 through 4, baseball start. Nakusa, they're on the road with the 12 seed at Bangor. And then Division 4, we got two teams home.
Mm-hmm.
Port Edwards, a 6 seed, hosting Sevastopol.
Mm.
And then that'll be, what, the old 6-12, I think it is?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, or 6-11.
Is it?
Hmm. Yes, because 7-10 is 7-seed Assumption, 10-seed Marion, and then we'll see what happens there. Rapids did get a 10-seed in Division One, and they are going to River Falls to play the 7-seed, and that's going to be in the next round. But the thing that I want to just put out there, just put out there in the baseball talk, for high school at least, is let's just say Port, they beat Sevastopol. Mm-hmm. They would more than likely play Iola Scandinavia. Our good buddy Randy Paul always says I-Scan. They would play each other in the regional semifinal. Well, the Royals, they say they beat Marion. They play like Washington Island, Gibraltar area over Door County.
Mm.
Let's say the Royals win that. Mm. Well, then you'd be seeing a 6-7 regional final between Port and Assumption, and that's one that obviously we check the schedule and availability of sound ops, but that's one I would try to get on the airwaves here.
Yeah.
But it's entirely possible. Everybody's one and done in baseball, but the one sport where I think we will, softball, nothing against them, Assumption girls soccer. They got a 1 seed. They the first round they don't even play. The second round they got a bye, so they'd be playing their first game, a regional final. And I believe it's Saturday. I believe it not this Saturday, the Saturday after.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple running around in June.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would be playing either Richland Center or Mauston.
Mm-hmm.
And Mauston's a conference rival, and we'll be interested to see, because on the other side of the bracket would be River Valley, who beat, tied the Royals earlier in the year. 1-1, first game of the year, and the Royals without a lot of athletes. And then Aquinas is always very good. But either way, that game would be in the sectional semi in Rapids. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And then, of course, yesterday was track and field regionals. Friday's sectionals, and then the next week is state. And the assumption, primarily, boy, they got a whole bunch going. They've got the reigning Division III 100 and 200 meter dash champion Bella Thomas.
Man, Bella Thomas.
She set school records again.
That kid's amazing. Yeah.
She and I didn't see her competing in the 400, which kind of surprised me. Just in the regard that talking to her in the past, she wanted to focus on sweeping the sprints.
Sure. And, I get that. Oh, is it old rudder? I get that. Yeah.
So and then because the Royals, they have it good enough that if they swept the sprints, then you start going distance, which is 8, 16, and 3200s.
Join James and all his guests on Playmakers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on 105.5 WIRI.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal trade court has ruled President Trump doesn't have the authority to impose global tariffs. Only Congress does. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
But the administration is going to appeal this. It could go up to the Supreme Court eventually. And so we're in flux still on the tariff story.
The president's chief budget cutter and special government employee Elon Musk is throwing in the towel at Doge. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The rules say you can only be one for 130 days in a calendar year. That would be this Friday. We knew that he was going to step back and focus more time on his business, SpaceX. Tesla.
One of two officers shot in Franklin County, Ohio, is in critical condition after they pulled a driver over near an intersection. The union's Brian Steele.
A routine traffic stop, which there is no routine, just becomes two officers shot.
Police say a passenger in that car opened fire while running away. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.